Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
So yesterday, the CDC said if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks anymore. Now, Governor Polis has said the same thing. What are we thinking about this?
I was at Chick-fil-A yesterday, and the workers outside weren't wearing masks.
You said the kids out with the
kids outside. So it looked like because people would come from outside, or they would come from inside the restaurant to bring food out or whatever, and they were wearing masks. But all the workers in line taking orders weren't wearing them.
Oh my God, we're so close!
Whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
And I wanted to ask, but then I was like, I'm going to seem like a jerk or a weirdo. I was like, why aren't you wearing a mask? But I wanted.
Do you ever mask up in the drive-thru? Because, like, Starbucks has a sign. It was like, please. But I don't. I'm like, I'm in my car, and you're just handing me coffee.
It's yeah.
Like, I don't ever mask up in my car.
When I pick up food from, like, Olive Garden, and the person has the bag, walks up on my car, I'll grab my mask.
Just will?
A quick exchange, because they're wearing theirs still. So I'll sit in my car and just hold it up to my face as I get my food to the window.
So it's almost, you're just kind of holding the chloroform rag in front of yourself. It's like,
because they walk up and be like, think I'm creepy guy.
I get it. They normally just put it in my back seat. Like, they don't even come close to
me. So you open up your back hatch and then they put it. I've seen that in commercials. They'll just hand it to me through my window.
Like, a lot of places I pull in and I just open the passenger window and they just set it on the passenger seat.
Oh, that's, I should be doing that.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like La Loma downtown, I just pull up into their valet and they just, and you, when you call ahead, you're like, I'm in a gray Tacoma. And they're like, boop. Like, as you pull up, they see you and they walk it out. It's awesome.
I like that. Who does that? God. La Loma?
La Loma,
What do they serve?
Mexican food.
All right.
But do you have to tell them? Do they come to your window and then you go, oh, just bring it around? Or they go straight
I pull
to-
up so it's on that side.
Oh, okay.
And they know. Just
and they just, and I just have the window down and they just set it straight on the...
So you're going backwards in the drive-thru lane?
Well, no, it's not. It's not. I'm in the valet parking in front of the restaurant.
Okay, okay.
So you just pull straight up and they just walk right out.
That's not bad.
It's awesome.
I wonder if Olive Garden people that bring the food out are no longer wearing masks just like Chick-fil-A.
I bet they still are.
I think
the food service people are going to wear a mask for a while.
Because they're handling the food.
Yeah.
Well, what made me think about, like, Chick-fil-A has pretty high standards. Like, I mean, you could go to some fast food places and they might not be wearing masks and they're probably breaking the rule. But with Chick-fil-A, I don't think they'd let that slide for very long.
I agree.
Before they put an end to it. So I think it's got to be some sort of corporate.
Yep.
Of course.
Like, hey, if you're vaccinated and you're working outside, you don't have to wear one.
Because you're outside.
Because the mask mandate outside went away in Colorado a while ago.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought...
Vaccinated or not, right? No, only vaccinated.
Yeah, only vaccinated.
Okay.
But then, so what does that mean for Steve and T-Hack? Are you going to pretend you're vaccinated? No one's going to ask. No one's going to go, prove that you're vaccinated. Because I don't carry my card. Do you carry your card, Aaron?
No.
Okay.
There's going to be some business owners that are going to
ask you to show it.
Mm-hmm.
I did get a text today from just like a 5-digit number saying that there were vaccines available at some place. Which, and I don't know where I got. It's from the state, I think, somehow.
Well, Slacker, the other day said that all these places that were vaccinating, they're all shutting down because
there's no demand.
There's the demand. Yeah. Supply and demand.
But I don't know if we talked about this, but they got really smart. They're trying to get everybody to get the vaccine. So like I know several people who own restaurants, and like, how do I say this? Certain cultures aren't as into the vaccine. They're just like a little skeptical.
Oh.
So they are going to those restaurants and saying, if 85% of you get the vaccine, you won't have to wear your mask at work anymore.
The employee.
Yes. And that is changing the culture, because they're suddenly like, well, we normally don't do this, but we will if we don't have to wear the stupid mask.
Interesting. So that not wearing that mask is such a huge...
It got to, I mean, I'm not kidding. Last night, I had a conversation with T-Hack, Johnny Novak. He's not a Novax. He's a don't put a gun to my head and make me vax.
Because I literally, just for clarification, my son got his regular, whatever, not the COVID vaccine, but...
But all his vaccinations.
Literally yesterday. So okay. I'm not anti-vax at all.
But you sounded yesterday like you're ready.
Yeah, I'm a little more ready. Yeah. If this, yeah, for sure. If it's, if I can actually do stuff
without
a
mask.
Yeah. I mean, if we're still going to have to wear a mask in our building, then those people are going against the science and they're in direct violation of the CDC guidelines.
There's that magic word again, science.
It's true, though. I just don't know what do we,
I don't know, but.
But you're so, why today? Like yesterday, I thought you'd just go get it. Like you were convinced and now you've pulled back again.
Well, because I want to see like if I can actually do stuff without it.
Okay.
Or with the vaccine, I mean. I misspoke.
But I mean, I'm doing it. Like I went to my son's flag football game this weekend and had my mask around my neck and then nobody else had them on. So I was like.
Nice. Normalcy.
It was weird. And we're standing next to each other on the sideline, having conversation. All that's gone, dude. If you're vaccinated, they're saying no more social distancing. The only times you have to wear it is prison, homeless shelter, hospital, or public transportation.
Wow.
And social distance or mask. The rest of the time, the way I read the CDC thing is, we're good if you're vaccinated.
So real quick, I had two different neighbors who both been vaccinated, and I was outside doing yard work, and they both came up to talk to me.
Yeah.
But they really came up. I mean, we were no longer 6 feet, 8 feet.
I've kind of dug that.
They wanted to be 2 or 3 feet.
No,
normal.
I mean, I loved the distance with the neighbors. Like, because then it was just like, you could, like, I lived a year of just like, hey,
yes.
What's up? Oh, you stay there, and I'll be.
No, they came up on me, and I had to let them know, hey.
Did you say? What'd you say? I'm not vaccinated?
I didn't put it that way, but I let him
say, oh my God, you're so weird.
I stepped back a couple of steps out of respect for them because I didn't know if I can. And they looked at me like, what are you doing? We're outside now. Things have changed. I go, I know, but I'm not.
If they're vaccinated, then they feel safe around you, I guess.
That's why they came up close to me then.
And they should. Like, that's what the science shows. That if you, I swear, if you're vaccinated,
you're right.
Like, why would you? I mean, you could still get COVID, but it's going to be a lighter version of it.
The way I read this stuff is if I'm vaccinated, then I can be outside without a mask, but I have to trust you, T-Hack, who isn't vaccinated. You better have your mask on.
So today when I got to work, I wore my mask in the building because I'm not vaccinated yet. So that rule doesn't apply to me. Did you wear your mask in the building?
I did, because the sign's still up.
That's not very scientific of you.
I understand. But I don't want anybody to take a picture of me walking maskless past the sign.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Until I see that change.
So you want me to walk in without the mask? And then
no,
go
I want
get
the
it?
Sign to be gone.
I want science to kick in.
I don't know that that exists, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like in my, it just feels like nothing's changed yet because everyone still wore a mask today, whether they're vaccinated or not. So
I think the CDC decided that like after seeing photos of people filling up trash bags with gasoline, they said, we're done.
It's time for us to get out of the way, right?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.